Good morning, Ginger Adventurers. I'm going to start my One Piece reviewing. This is going to be episode one of One Piece, which, if anyone knows One Piece, it has over 1,000 episodes. I've watched One Piece before, so my reactions are not going to be the same as someone who has not watched One Piece before, because let me tell you, someone who's not watched this before, the reactions are priceless. However, this is my absolute favorite anime, and I do want to be able to give my thoughts and opinions as the episodes are rolling by. I do know that you can find One Piece on Crunchyroll. I do not know if it goes all the way back to episode one. I happen to be very, very lucky and had a friend that downloaded a bunch of episodes, and so I'm able to watch them from his hard drive. I will try to make sure and find out exactly where you can watch One Piece other than Crunchyroll, and I will let y'all know that here in my podcast. So it is very fascinating to me that this first episode, it starts out on this really fancy ship. You see all these fancy people at dinner, and then you see what you don't know yet, being one of the main characters, is on this ship. Meanwhile, the sailors up top, they've found a barrel. They don't know what's in the barrel. What's in the barrel is going to be delightful. Of course, then we spot a pirate ship, and this pirate ship is hilarious, right? Because it is pink, people. The entire ship is pink. And the flag is covered with hearts. Yes, hearts. Pirate ship. And now we're introduced to the character Kobe, who you're going to see throughout One Piece. Kobe is so delightful. In this episode, he is still a kid. And Kobe has pink hair. It's delightful. Alvida is the captain of this pirate ship. And she thinks that she's fierce. She scares Kobe so much, but she really is not anywhere near as fierce as she thinks she is. Of course, Kobe has snuck over now to the fancy ship, and he's the one that is discovering the barrel. Meanwhile, the character that we were introduced to in the fancy ballroom area earlier that I said is going to be one of the main characters, that would be Nami. Nami's amazing. She's a thief, and right now she's switched out of her fancy clothing, which made her blend in with the guests, and she's switched over to thievery clothing, and she's trying to steal stuff while they're under attack from pirates. Absolutely love this. It's priceless. This is where Luffy jumps out of the barrel, or I guess he busts out of the barrel because he broke the top. Absolutely priceless. They had no idea that a person was in that barrel. And I mean, it's not just any person. It's Luffy. It's hysterical. Of course, what Luffy's so known for, the first thing he says is, "I'm starving." Luffy's always starving. See, now Luffy is so small, everybody underestimates him. Everybody. These vicious pirates think that they're going to get him so easy, no problem. And they don't. Like, he beats them in a quick, hot second. Absolutely amazing. And like, Kobe's expecting them to beat him down into the ground. He is so shocked when Luffy's the one that beats them. It is absolutely priceless. And of course, now we're having this conversation between Luffy and Kobe, and Kobe's explaining how he ended up on a pirate ship, and Luffy just thinks he's a complete coward. And now we're seeing Nami at her best. I love Nami. Absolutely love her. She's just secretly taking everybody's treasure and stuffing it into a bag. This conversation between Luffy and Kobe is so important. Kobe is sharing his dream, but Luffy's also sharing his dream, which we all know is that Luffy wants to find the One Piece. Of course, that he wants to be king of the pirates. I did forget to mention that part. That is absolutely one of the most important pieces. He plans to be king of the pirates. And I love that Kobe says it's impossible. And Luffy's like, no, it's not. Like, Luffy has no issues with total confidence that he can find the One Piece and be the king of the pirates. See, and I love that Luffy's confidence that he can become the king of the pirates. It shows Kobe that if you set your mind to something, you can do anything that you want to do. You just have to be willing to put the work in. I love that they put that out there in front of their audience. I believe that that is one of the most important things for anyone, kid or adult, to know. I love that Alvida asked Kobe who's the beautiful, most beautiful woman on the seas. And Luffy says, who's the fat lady? And now for a display of classic Luffy fighting. I'm telling you, every single time they underestimate what Luffy can do. It is priceless. every single time, whatever group is against him underestimates what he can do. Here's where we discover he is a rubber man because he ate a devil fruit. Gum Gum Devil Fruit makes Luffy like rubber. He can stretch like you would not believe. And while Luffy has Alvida engaged in talking, of course we see Nami sneaking off with her huge bag of treasure. I love this moment where Kobe stands up to Alvida and tells her she's the ugliest thing on the seas. He stands up for himself. Absolutely love that. Luffy's punches are next to nothing you've ever seen. Oh my goodness. The way he punches Alvida and the whole crew, her whole crew, is absolutely shocked. It's amazing. Jaws hanging open. Priceless. And Luffy tells that pirate crew that they have to give Kobe a ship so he can leave to go join the Marines. And they're like, yep, no problem. Whatever you want, Luffy. It's fantastic. And of course, now here come the Marines. Here is where Luffy and Nami meet. They see each other as he's got a boat dropping into the water. And now, of course, Kobe's giving Luffy information on Zoro. And that's just so important. That is so important in the storyline. And the episode ends leaving us on a cliffhanger because it shows us Zoro, which is absolutely amazing. I love One Piece. One Piece is absolutely my favorite anime. There's so much good stuff in One Piece. So now, I did tell you that you can watch One Piece on Crunchyroll. You can also watch One Piece on Hulu. Of course, you do have to have a subscription for Hulu. Crunchyroll, you do not need a subscription, but you'll want to get the premium if you don't want to have all the ads inserted. You can also go to onepiecehub.org. They will have manga and anime episodes up on there. However, it's not likely that they will have all the way back to episode one. Now, keep in mind, there is English dub and there is the original One Piece. And the English dub is not caught up completely to where the anime has gone. The English dub is absolutely fantastic. It is. And I absolutely love the voice actors that play in the English dub. However, the original is absolutely amazing as well. If you enjoyed this episode of One Piece Review for my podcast and you would like to hear more or be able to check out other adventures that I have up on my podcast, please go to adventuresofgenger.buzzsprout.com and that will take you to all my episodes. It also has a place on that page where you can click and support my podcast. If you subscribe to my podcast for $3 a month, that helps me continue making episodes for the podcast. Anyone who does give me that support, I will make sure to give you a shout out on one of my future episodes. That wraps this episode up, adventurers. See you on the wild side.